Okay, so here's our first exercise on sensory acuity. Get with a partner, and one of you decide who's going to start as the practitioner and who's going to be the client. In certain situations, you might also have a third person who's the observer. And all the observer does is observe, and then give the practitioner feedback using the feedback sandwich after the exercise. So in the exercise, the practitioner asks the client to think of someone that they like. Then calibrate on the person's physiology. Then ask the client to think of someone that they don't like. Again, as the practitioner, calibrate on the physiology. Notice what changes when they change their internal representation from the person they like to the person that they don't like. You can have your client keep going backwards and forwards from person they like to person they dislike until you are really convinced that you've calibrated the physiology of each internal representation. Then, as the practitioner, ask your client to pick one of the two people, either the person they like or the person they dislike. As the practitioner, using your sensory acuity, tell your client which one of the two people they're thinking about. What I want you to do is to keep going until you've got four right in a row. That means if you get three right and then you get one wrong, you need to go back to the beginning again and start on the first one. Once you've got four right in a row, then your observer, if you have one, can give the practitioner feedback, and then you can cycle around so everybody gets a chance to be the practitioner, the client, and the observer. That exercise should probably take you around about 7 minutes apiece, so it'd be a 21-minute exercise in total.